Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter. Today, I think this question is something that everybody who follows you or people who have heard of you want to ask, but maybe they haven't had the time or the guts to ask it, but we're going to ask it. We're going to answer it here. How long did it take you to become a full-time trader?
Roughly about 4 years, essentially. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I got to the point where I was a break-even trader, that was a real milestone. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was when I knew it was possible to do this. So for me, you know, when I first started trading, a friend of mine basically introduced me to Forex trading. And, you know, this is back in the day when online trading was just starting to come into, this is 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. And so when we first had an account, I think I've told the story before, we tripled our money the first night. And we were like, all right, you know, we had visions of Ferraris dancing in our heads, and you know, it was like this, you know, this is too easy. And of course, you know, 3 days later, two more nights into it, and we had basically lost just about everything. So we certainly have a leverage problem or money management problem. But this is what I would say. The biggest hurdle that you're going to have to overcome is this thing of keep switching systems, keep moving from system to system to system. Mm-hmm. Because you don't really ever set your roots and get good at one thing. And so that's the biggest thing. And that was certainly my problem as well. When I was trying to get good at this, is I kept moving around. I traded a stochastic system, then I traded a moving average system, then I traded a MACD system, and then I went back to multiple moving average system and so forth. And so it was really kind of when I settled on one thing, which was for me to throw away all the indicators, which is somewhat ironic. But yeah, that's when I started to get to the point where I could see that, you know, this was possible, and I started making money. And the other thing I would just add to this is that if you are looking to quit your job and you want to be a full-time trader, make sure that you're making more money from your trading than you are from your job. So that, in other words, that means that you have to stay with your job longer. Build that money up so you have 6, 9, 12 months of money to live on. So even if you don't trade for 6 months, you can still survive. And that way, you know, you'll feel quite good about yourself. You don't feel pressure to take trades. And you know that you can do this when you're making more money from your trading account than you are from your job. So that's what I would recommend. And for me, it was basically 4 years. When I hit that four-year mark, that's when I started getting to break even, and I knew that, you know, profits were just around the corner. So that's kind of how I worked at it.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.